Good evening. Brother Maurice, that was wonderful. You should have just kept going. Sometimes when we have plans, God's got other plans. So therefore, I want to share with you. I don't know what we're doing tonight. And the reason is that I had a plan, and I was going this direction. And as recent as today's Wednesday, as recent as Monday afternoon late, an incident happened to me, and God said, this is why this happened. And then as recent as today in the office, a young man who passed his driving test said something. And so God confirmed that the times that we're in, can you give thanks? Can you, I know the prayers and the prayer list are so precious. Right next to your Bible, right next to your love letters, you should have your list of prayer requests and people that you know need prayer, and you need to tell them, I'm praying for you. This morning, did you know that I had lifted up your name and your family? And we need to be bold about that. Pray without ceasing. But the world and the times that we're in, let me ask you, as we are fellow, majority of us, if not all of us in this room within the sound of my voice, are fellow Christians. We're looking, like Brother Maurice said, we're looking for the trumpet to blow. We're expecting to go up, and we're in tough times. But can you and I give thanks? If you'll be so kind, if you have your love letters in Psalms 107 concerning God and His Word, in Psalms 107, we find the children of Israel had been in captivity. They had been in Babylon. They had reasons, and they had storms, and they had journeys, and they were tossed to and fro, and they were just in times like we find ourselves today. What's going to be on the front page of the paper tomorrow? When is the next shoe going to drop? What's going on, Brother Danny? We're all like that. Or the climate that we're in seems to be like that. But we in Christ should give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. For His mercy endureth forever. What a sound for us to blow the trumpet. Hey, the devil, who's in charge of this turf that we're walking through? The prince of darkness, the devil. So he wants us to feel beat down. He wants us to dread every morning to read the headlines, to see that there are terrorists, to read that there are young ladies who are being trafficked right in our backyard, to read of these horrible things, to tear your joy, to steal your thunder, to take from the Lord what He wants us to have. And that's the peace, brother, and the joy, and the ability to give Him thanks, because we're just passing through. We're just sojourners. And in Psalms 107, we find these words. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth. How long? For the day, forever. Thank you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let me ask you, have you been redeemed from the hand of the enemy? That redeemed, the other Sunday night, he was singing about being redeemed. Oh, I hope that brought a joy to your heart. I hope that you know. I hope that you identify with the fact that you have been redeemed in the blood of the Lamb of God for all eternity. Not for how you feel. Not for this day. Not when the headlines is going your way. But you can look at the devil and shoot a water pistol at the devil and say, listen, bozo, I've been redeemed. And it's as sure as I'm standing here, you can't rob my soul, devil. So therefore, regardless of Dennis's circumstances, regardless of death, regardless of bad luck, regardless of whatever the world and the devil wants to throw my way, don't forget it doesn't come our way except God allows it. Isn't that correct? And if God allows it, then God's bringing Dennis closer, because Dennis has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and Dennis is called the child of God because all of us are at the foot of the cross where we've all been identified as sinners. It's interesting because this past week I was working with a case, and the man's a felon. And he was, I have to see Mr. Hollingsworth. And he came in, can I close the door? You can do anything you want to. It's more your office than mine. I'm just a trustee here. He closed the door. Now I've got to get it straight. I don't want everyone to know I'm a felon. You're a what? Shh, a felon. And it's going to follow me forever. I said, well, let me tell you, I'm a sinner. And it follows me forever unless I'm in Christ. Well, he sat back and looked at me. This isn't funny. I said, oh, neither is this. You see, we tag society and we allow the devil to tag us with these awful things. But you and I need to be thankful. We've been tagged a sinner. We're a sinner. I told him, you're a sinner. I'm a sinner. If it comes down to it, spiritually, we're all felons. Aren't we? Absolutely. We all murder in our minds. Oh, yes. So he just sat back and looked at me like, I had enough of this. But we're not through. God's not through with him, and hope God's not through with me. But in verse 1, in Psalms 107, I just want to quickly, in honor of God and the power of his word, let's read this, and then I'm going to share with you how God got put what I had planned in the file, and this is what God wants. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I plead with you this next week, every day read Psalms 107, because we're in treacherous times, because we're in times when the devil doesn't want you to give thanks to God, because we're in times when the prayer list is getting longer, because we're in time when we know people who need salvation, because we're in times when we know that fellow brothers and sisters in this church have lost loved one, and they're grieving, and it's serious. But you and I must encourage each other as a family and children of God to give thanks through all things, because nothing comes our way, but yet God ordained it, and God has a purpose for it. So give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I'll never get out of chapter 1, but you keep reading chapter 1. But let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Isn't that a picture of our society today? Absolutely. Verse 6, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebel against the words of God and contended the counsel of the Most High. What is our society redoing? Rebelling against the words of God. We're right here. We're seeing it right in front of us. Verse 12, therefore he brought down their heart and labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Verse 13, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. And the picture of that is a picture of the sins that have you that have you behind bars today. The picture of sins where you can't go up and forgive. The pictures of sins where you're playing games with God. Y'all, we are in a time when the trump is getting ready to blow, and we don't have time to play games with God. We've got to be real. We've got to stand before those who are in a sin-cursed world, in a darkened world, that the prince of this world, the devil, is having a field day. And we've got to get rid of the sin. We've got to quit playing games with God. And we must stand up. We must stand up in the name of God and tell people what's going on. And I share that with you in just a moment. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, verse 15, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Again in verse 21, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing, that they go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like drunken men and are at the wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Heavenly Father, may we learn to thank you. May we learn to praise you. May we learn, Heavenly Father, as bleak as the circumstances are, that, Heavenly Father, we're not going to give in, that we are on the winning side, that we are called your children, and that you have looked through the portals of time and determined that we are to be here at this time, at the beginning of the trumpet, of the call of Jesus Christ, for the church to go up, that we are to be redeeming the time and sharing the truth about Jesus Christ with those around us. Thank you for this message. May everything that I say they not hear, but may your Holy Spirit impact our lives in such a way that we'll never be the same when we leave as when we came in. In your name we pray, amen. Let me share with you how God changed this message. I had everything all down pat, but that was me. So I went to the doctors this week. Oh, and I felt like I had been in the psych ward when I walked out. Because the nurse said, these symptoms and this is the cause of this. And you know, this is not going to get better. And so you know what to expect. So you know what's going on with your body. Oh, I do. Oh, I do. I said, it's just life. Oh, yeah. So she says, well, let me tell you, honey, God made the eye, and that's such a miracle, isn't it? Oh, it is a miracle. I said, and God made the heart. Isn't that a miracle? How many millions of times do you think the heart pumps? Oh, she just sat back and looked at me like, bring it on. And then I said, and God made the kidney. Isn't that, look, you're just telling me how the kidney filters all this work going on, and I don't plug in to the kidney machine. I mean, my mind, and my mind doesn't have to plug into the heart machine. And God just put it all, and it works. What a miracle body. Yeah. I said, let me ask you this question. Because she just had me real downbeat, you know. Oh, it's gloom and doom. I said, let me ask you, if God spent this much time on these bodies that are dying from the time we're born because of sin, we're in a sinful world. And so we're dying. Do you understand? Yeah. I said, well, let me ask you this. How much greater is it going to be in our glorified body? Can you imagine what that's going to be like? She went, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, well, let me tell you. Have you ever heard of Jesus Christ? Yeah. I said, well, he loved you and died and put all your sins on him. So all that's dragging you down and all this is just passing away if you're in Christ. This is nothing, because God fights every battle. God's in charge of everything in your life. Do you understand that? He's not through with you. Well, okay. Man, she said, well, he's coming in now. So she kind of found her way out. Man, that God said, all right, Bozo, let's see what you're going to do about this one. So I prayed. She was on my mind all night. Oh, and I tossed and I turned. I said, I've got to get him. And something came up, so I couldn't get to work on time. So I said, and God said, you've got time now. The highways aren't busy. Yes, sir. This is not of me. This is of God. I'm not doing this to put anything here. It's all of him. Yes, sir. I've got a Gideon Bible. I said, but God, I need something else. Oh, and when I left, she says, well, you're right, because when I do good, it makes me feel good. And so that's got to be good. And I know when I do bad, I feel bad. I said, but it's not on feelings. And she went, huh? Kind of like, I don't know what you're talking about, spiritual body. So guess what God had put in my truck that I had no idea? Good works. So I get the Gideon Bible, and what fell out? Good works. And I said, well, what else do you have for God? And my eye called someone and gave me a magnet. God's in control. Don't worry about a thing. For the refrigerator. I knew if I stuck it there that I'd be in trouble, because my wife is real house cleaning. You know what I mean? So I said, now I know why I have that. But I didn't know her name. Rejoice in all things. Give thanks. So I walked in the doctor's office. Oh, Mr. Hollingsworth, you were here yesterday. Did he want to see you back? No, he didn't. But I need to see. And about that time, someone sat up and turned and was in the medical file. Oh, she says, it's you. I said, it sure is me. I said, but I need to see you in the hall. Ooh, everyone looked like, And I went out there and I said, let me tell you, you have been on my mind. And so God put you on my mind and my heart, because I'm not happy at all with what you said yesterday. It's nothing that we've done. It's nothing that I've done. It's not of good works and it's not of bad works. It's all of this, it will get you down. And the devil's trying to beat you down. But let me ask you, right here, if you'll ask Christ to save you, he's got you in the palm of his hand. He's got a special name for you on the stone in Revelation 2:17. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He's going to come back for you, and you'll be a child of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, you're going to have a spiritual body, and we don't have to worry about kidneys and hearts, and we don't have to worry about lungs, and we don't have to worry about eyes. Spiritual body. That's what I was talking about yesterday. She started crying. Isn't that great? So I gave it to her, and I said, I'll be back, because he called me back in 6 weeks. She said, and I'll see you. That was a lot better than the way she left yesterday. So, Thanksgiving, we have got to learn. We, his children, must learn. We must learn that the psalmist called on worshipers to give thanks to God because he is good. God's goodness appears in Scripture as daily bread, as refreshing rain, as rainbow, nature's beauty, abundant crops, life's breath, baby's face. His goodness comes to us in the form of the Savior, Jesus Christ. We must tell people the goodness of a God who loves them. The goodness of a God who will always, regardless of your circumstances, you and I, we must learn to give God praise at all times in thanksgiving. So God brought it home to me by a young teenager today. Driver's Ed, he finished it. Gave the driver's ed teacher who works for the tax collector a hug. And said, let me tell you, I'm so happy to have my driver's license. And it's just in time. My granddad's dying. I'm going to go and tell him. And the employee said, I'm so sorry. Oh, teenage. 16-year-old, don't be sorry for me. My granddad's a Christian. I'm not losing anything. I know where my granddad's going. And our prayer is that we would rather have my granddad go to heaven than my friend's granddad die who doesn't know God, and he would lose something. 16-year-old, rejoicing in the death of his grandfather because he's saved. Amen. Wow. Amen. Therefore, if a 16-year-old can rejoice in the death of his granddad rather than his friend's granddad who does not know God, what are we doing with the gospel? What are we doing with people like Nurse Nancy? That's not her name, but we'll use it. Like Nurse Nancy, who just gloom and doom. Do you understand, Mr. Hollingsworth, what's happening? Do you understand that this world doesn't have a chance? Do you understand that you may get blown up before you get to work tomorrow, Dennis? Do you understand all this? Oh, but I'm going to give my God the glory. I'm going to praise God without ceasing because He loved me. And this came up today in the office because He redeemed me. Sir, your taxes were redeemed. What do you mean? They're paid in full. You don't owe me. The guy said, how? I don't know how these were paid, but don't play games because if someone paid them by error, let me ask you the same thing. Your soul's been redeemed. And as I was telling this man today in the office, you need to do research, sir. If you bought it recently and you have an agreement with a mortgage company and they paid, they're redeemed. You're paying out of your escrow. If someone paid in error, they're not redeemed. It will come back to get you. Don't play games. Christians, are you redeemed? Do you know who applied the payment to your soul and to your sins because of your unrighteousness and your holiness, and that you know and you stood there and said, I need the blood of Jesus Christ on my sins, and I am secure because I've asked Jesus Christ to save me. You know who paid and redeemed your sins. Don't be like this guy. Don't be foolish. Well, I'm just going to be happy as long as they're paid. No, sir. No, sir, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to warn you. It's going to come back to get you if someone paid in error because they're going to insist that you pay. Who redeemed your soul? Who redeemed your soul? I trust it's Jesus Christ. And if it's Jesus Christ, then I trust that when the death of your grandparents, the death of your spouse, the doctor brings the bad news, whatever may happen, that we, His children, can lift our head and say, He's coming back. My soul's been redeemed. Praise God. Therefore, we need to sing daily to ourselves, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Praise God. Heavenly Father, thank you. May my brothers and my sisters within the sound of my voice know that they have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Heavenly Father, if there's one here who does not know that, may they not leave tonight without asking Jesus Christ and the blood at Calvary to be applied to their sins. Heavenly Father, like the felon, we tag people and you tagged us all as sinners. We're all sinners. Unsaved, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you for that. Oh Lord, give us the opportunity to give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, for every day until we get to eternity, and then is only the beginning. We love you and thank you. Encourage my brothers and sisters in these times to be diligent about the things of God. Bring Brother David safely home. Heavenly Father, thank you. And use his ministry and use his talents and use his time in great and mighty ways that he will not realize until he gets to glory the dividends and the redemption that will be coming. We love you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and be with America. God bless his church and God bless us so that we can be used.